Hello, we're here with the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program. My name is Chelsea Carnes.
And my name is Lauren Krebs.
And we are interviewing
Miriam Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S. Mathematics is hard. Math is. That's the way I told my kids at school. They are already remembered.
And today's date.
It's March 21st, 2016.
And it's springtime, but it's not.
It's the second day of spring.
And yeah, it's cold.
So to start out with, would you like to talk a little bit about your childhood, where you were born, what year, where you grew up?
Well, I was born and raised in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And I went to Converse, which was right in Spartanburg, and I graduated in 3 years, and I went to Emory University and got my master's and in library science, and I got married. Oh, let's see, when did I get married? I got married in 49, the end of 49, and my husband and I traveled the state of Florida because he had a job that would mean that he would travel in Florida, and I didn't know where I wanted to live. But then I thought, oh, the University of Florida, that's where I want to go. So I started, and I started in 50, I guess. I don't know when it was. But the funny thing to me was that my boss's name was Stanley West, and my husband's name was Stanley Mathis. And I always was talking about Stanley this and Stanley that, and they thought that I was being awfully obnoxious. Because, and then it dawned on me, or if somebody told me something, that Stanley West was my, well, I was, let's see, I had a sister, and she died of cancer, and I had two children, and one of them lives in Dallas, Texas, and he'll be 60 in November, and I'm 89. I'll be 90 in January. And my daughter is 63, and she lives in Savannah, and she's married, and she plays golf all the time. And when she's not playing golf, she's playing bridge. And when she's not doing that, she's working in the library. I don't know whether she got that from me or what, but anyway, that's what she did. And let's see, what else you want to know? Oh, I went to GHS in 65, I think it was. I stayed home and raised my children until they were in the fourth and the eighth grade. My husband was traveling all this time in the state of Florida. And GHS was there from 65 to 78.
And what does that stand for? GHS. What is GHS stand?
Oh, Gainesville High School.
That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everybody. My boss at GHS was retired, and I decided I didn't want her job, and so I retired, and I have been retired ever since. And my husband's been gone 14 years, and I read all the time, and I do a lot of church work, and as far as AAUW goes, I've been a member since. That was when I was president of AEUW.
Wow.
And it was in 67, I think. Mm-hmm. 57.
Wow.
And I've been an honorary life member since 1999. Mm. And I've belonged ever since. I joined in Harrisonburg, Virginia, when I was there as a sorority house mother. And I was working in the library there. And I don't know how I got that picture. That's just it.
It's a great photo.
What did you teach at GHS?
Library science. I was in the library. Mm-hmm. And we had two shifts. I went at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was off at 2 o'clock, and I didn't mind that a bit. And I lived fairly near GHS, but I didn't. I could have walked, but I didn't. But I loved what I did. I worked with the students, and I just did everything, I guess. Now, let's see, what else have I forgotten?
Could you talk about any events in your childhood or your adolescent life, maybe, or your education that led you towards the feminist movement and towards working with AAUW?
Let's say that Rosamund Boyd was a national AAUW member, and she taught at Converse. And that's where I went, and I had known her for years. And I guess she talked me into joining AAUW, but I didn't join until I went to Harrisonburg. And I worked with a woman named Fern Hoover, and she talked me into joining AAUW. So then I came here, and I belonged here. And only thing I can remember is that when I was president, we had about 150 members, and we have 40-something now. I think part of that is the dues have gone up, up, up. I don't remember what they were when I was president, but $73, I think it is now. And I think that's expensive for lots of people. But a lot of people join and belong because they have the education, but they never attend a meeting or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that, but then, I can't tell the other fellow what to do. Let's see, what else?
What was the organization like while you were president or when you first got to do this?
I don't remember now. I don't know. The only thing I can remember is that I was going to the state meeting in Daytona when I was president, and I had a child that was, I think he wasn't quite two, and my husband traveled. What was I going to do? I had to spend the night. So I don't remember how I got somebody, but I got a couple. I don't know whether I advertised it in the paper. I just don't remember. But anyway, I got a couple to come and spend the night. And I was there to spend the night and the next day. And I drove home by myself. And I got home at 2 o'clock and I kicked him out then. Because my son was only not even two, and my daughter, of course, was there. And I can remember that so well. But as far as what it was like, I just don't remember.
Do you remember any literature? It sounds like a lot of the women in AAUW were involved in libraries and book clubs and were lovers of literature. Do you remember any literature that that really impacted you?
No. I read all the time. Mm-hmm. I read biographies and I read fiction. Mm-hmm. And but as far as AEW, I just don't remember. Mm-hmm. See? I told you I didn't know everything. I didn't know everything.
That's totally okay.
Well, the time, well, when you, around the time we got to Gainesville, there's a lot of, like, really turbulent national events, with desegregation happening of schools and in the mid-50s, so.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I can remember when Lincoln, which was the high school for the blacks, were suddenly put in GHS. It was a hectic time. And we were in the midst of writing, every senior had to do one.
Thesis?
But it wasn't called a thesis in high school.
Oh, like a senior project, kind of?
No, well, something like that. Mm-hmm. And,
term paper.
Term paper, yeah, term paper. And I can remember that my daughter drew a name of somebody that I'd never heard of, and she never heard of either, but she had to write it, and so she did. I don't remember whether they had to write, the blacks had to write one or not. I just don't remember. I can't believe that they would, coming in at the senior year, but maybe I've forgotten. But it was kind of hectic.
So you were teaching during that time?
Yes, yes. And I guess that's about all I know. Tell me something else.
Okay, well, how did you get involved initially with the AAUW locally? Because you said you were involved with the one
in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
And so when you moved to Gainesville, did you get right involved with this one immediately?
Yeah, I transferred.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I started at the bottom, I don't remember, and worked up. If I had any yearbooks, but.
Mm-hmm. And what did it mean for you? Like, how did the organization serve you?
Well, I can remember that. I had a back door neighbor, and she was a woman that was older, and she could come anytime to keep my children. And I was so pleased because I didn't have any help or anything like that in the daytime, but most of AUW stuff was done at night, and so she could come anytime and keep the children while I went out. And I loved that because I couldn't stay home all the time and not do something. As far as, I don't remember anything else. See, I told you I didn't remember anything.
You're doing great. Maybe, do you remember maybe in your time of when you were president or at some later time and during your involvement with the AAUW, any difficulties, or were there ever disagreements in the group, and how were conflicts resolved?
I don't remember anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like we always got along. But maybe we didn't. Maybe I don't remember. Maybe I just...
Maybe you just won this argument.
Yeah.
Anne was talking about how the organization really served as a way for her to make friends, and it was a social scene.
Yes, it was. It was.
In any city you moved to, it was a ready social scene of women who were educated and interested in maybe politics or books. Is that your experience?
Yeah. It was great for social ability. When you had 150 or 165 or so, you had different committees. And everybody worked real well.
What were those committees?
I don't remember. Y'all are asking me things that I don't
remember. Well, does anything stand out in your memory, just generally, that you want to share with us? That maybe.
Well, I shared with you a couple of times about the kids and all this and that and the other.
Does the AAUW provide childcare now, or is it still like that?
No, they never did.
Find your own childcare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they never did. We used to meet on Thursday night.
Did it meet in the evenings because of children?
Yeah, I think it did. And then we found out Thursday night, and I don't remember when that was, but now we meet on Saturday morning. And it works out real well, because most people in AUW now have grandchildren, and they don't want to meet any other time. And it works out real well, I think. And I've been hospitality chairman for a long, long time. And I leave home at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we meet at 10, and I have to get the coffee made and ready. It takes 30 minutes, and I have to get the tables ready, and I do a little decorating, and they keep doing me hospitality, and so I say, all right.
We heard that you're the hostess at the most.
No, well, no, I don't know about that.
How was the Gainesville chapter, or was it chapter?
Branch.
How was the Gainesville branch different from other branches, in your opinion, since you were part of two different branches?
That I don't remember. I don't remember whether in Harrisonburg, I can't remember whether we met at night or not. Had luncheons. I believe it was luncheons. I was a house mother in a sorority house. Don't ask me, I've forgotten the sorority.
Okay.
And I think we met at luncheons in Harrisonburg, but we met at night here on Thursday night. And it worked out real well for me because of having somebody living right behind me that can come and keep the kids.
Was your neighbor supportive of your work, or was she just interested in hanging out with the kids? Was she supportive of you in general, or...
I think she just liked the kids. She read to them, and she put them to bed, and all this and that and the other. And she was just like a grandmother, I guess. But as far as being interested in what I do or anything like that, she wasn't.
Was your husband supportive when he was in town?
When he was in town. He left on Monday morning and came home on Friday night, and occasionally was gone 2 weeks at a time, and he was in Miami then, And he was very supportive of anything I did. He was always behind me.
Has the community perception of the AAUW always been very positive? Has always been the community partners?
I think so. I started in 1926, I think.
Of the Gainesville branch.
Yeah, Gainesville branch, yeah.
Do you know who started it, or a little bit of that?
Yeah.
How it got going?
I would have brought my book, but I haven't. Anne, have you got your book?
Right there.
I think
it's
1926. What'd you say?
I forgot that today I'm supposed to go out to Harbor Chase to visit this other member who's ill. So I'm going to lock this door. But when you guys leave, just lock the lock thing.
And close it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just on the handle. You just turn it straight up. You know, you're...
It was 1926. Mrs. Alba R. Caro, C-A-R-O. And they've listed all the presidents since then.
Do you know...
I'll do the rest of you have other things to do.
Do you know why it got started that year? If there was a specific reason?
I don't have any idea.
A specific ambitious woman who got it going?
I just don't remember.
Let it go.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yep.
Now your name.
How often do the presidents change? Is that each year?
2 years or 1 year or 4 years, depending on the person.
And is there a whole cabinet? How is it organized? Is there a vice president and
yes.
a secretary and all of that?
Yeah.
And so each 2 years you have elections?
They have elections every other year. In other words, they have the president... You see what they see the star, the pointed, and then the next year they have the other ones.
There's two presidents right now. So.
Yeah.
Co-presidents. Do you remember social justice issues and current events affecting the AAUW, like during desegregation or later on the women's rights movement and all of this, how it's kind of played a role in the organization?
No, I don't.
Has the organization primarily always been focused on fundraising? To offer money for women who want to further their education? Is that kind of the mission, or what's the mission to your understanding?
That's my understanding.
I noticed that in the lists of the past presidents, the married names are in parentheses. So is that because the presidents, like you, for example, Mrs. Stanley, because did you take your husband's last name, or I just noticed that it's just interesting that you have the unmarried name and then the married name. Do you know why that is?
Well, if somebody was looking it up in the phone book, they would look under Stanley Mathis.
Oh, I see.
And then occasionally there was somebody that, now here's one, Linda Sparks doesn't have anybody because she was never married.
Anne was telling us a little bit about some things that women couldn't do back when she was younger, when she was first becoming a teacher, like women couldn't sign up for credit cards on their own, for instance, or sign up for a mortgage without a man's name. Do you recall any points in your life when you hit the glass ceiling, so to speak, or?
No, I don't. You're asking me things that I don't remember.
All right, well, how do you see, it seems like the group is still really active. How do you see the group changing in the future to kind of keep up with the times and with changing?
Well, right now, I've been on the committee to find a new president, and we haven't found one. And we're having a board meeting at my house on the 30th. And I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know whether we're going to disband or what. It's the first time that it's ever come up that we haven't found somebody. But they tell me that part of the problem is that people have to have a computer. And there are people that come to the meetings that are really would make great presidents or vice president or something like that, membership chairman. But they don't have a computer. And when I did it a long time ago, I was membership chairman. I didn't have a computer, and we didn't do anything with a computer. And so consequently, it's just been a, I don't think we're going to find anybody. We've been through six names, and we didn't get a president. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you feel like the group has kind of met its goals and is no longer as relevant as it was before, because there are so many women in at school, like at the University of Florida, for instance?
Well, League of Women Voters is what a lot of people belong to. And they have lots of members, and I don't know how many, but they have over 100. And I think that's who we, well, we're not, we can't, no, let's see. With 100, over 100 members, they do a lot more than we can do. And I don't know whether we're going to disband or not, because it's a question that I don't know what we're going to do. But she called me and asked me would I have a board meeting, and I said, sure. And it's to be on Thursday, the 30th, at 4 o'clock, and maybe we can tell you something then, but I don't know if we can tell you something now.
Is there anything that we haven't covered about the organization that you want to put down in the history books?
Well, we get a pig. You wonder what in the world a pig is. A little ceramic pig that we pass every single time, and people put their change in it. And right now, I'm the keeper of the pig, and I have $40-something dollars in the pig, and we spend it on things like paper goods and things like that that we have. This coming May, we're having a covered dish at my house, and we're having people bring things that they don't want anymore but are in good condition, and we auction them off. And we auction them off by having a piece of paper put under each one, and the highest bidder is the one that gets it. And we make a lot of money that way, and we have tech trick. And this is for the girls that are going in the eighth grade, I think. And they go to a different college or something every single year. And we've been doing it for 3 years, I believe. And the money that we take on auctioning off at the covered dish at my house goes to Tech Trek. And so we like a lot of money. And they had some 40 kids the first year, I think, that applied. But by the time they interviewed them and all like that, we only had five. And I think the second year we only had two. It cost them a little money, and the parents have to get them to the place. Now, for instance, Orlando was one place, and that was centrally. And then I think this year it's going to be in West Palm Beach or something like that. Mm-hmm. And consequently, it's some of the parents can't afford a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it cost, I think, $150 for each kid. And so we take up the bulk of the money, but we don't do all of it. We have a lot of interest in the Tech Trek, and we have one woman who's, she has her PhD at the university, and her daughter, I think, will be in the eighth grade, and she wanted to go in the seventh grade, but she couldn't. But it's a great idea, and I think it started in California, Tech Trek, and they've been doing a number of years, but I can't remember who else. Maybe I don't remember whether there were other states that have done it or not. I think we're about the second or third state.
Sounds like a great program.
Yeah, it is. Because the kids are, they have different places that they go. They study science somewhere, and they study.
Excuse me. I need it for a minute.
Okay. They have different places, I guess, that the girls sign up for, but maybe they go to all of the three or four places that they have PhD women and all from the universities and all in the state of Florida, and they teach the kids. And the kids come and do a program for us in November, I think it is. And they are all enthusiastic about it, and we're so pleased that they are.
Hi, are we going to Harvard?
So pleased that we've sent them in all this and that and the other. I think we've had, let's see, we had five the first year, and I think we had two the second year, and maybe three the third year, or something like that. But some branches don't even have anybody to send to Tech Trek. Oh, that's okay. I think we've had it. Some of the branches aren't interested, I guess. That's all I know.
5 minutes?
So.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Well, I don't know.
Now, do you want me to call Harvard Chase?
I'm just a woman.
I know.
No, no, no.
What's been going on?
Well, I guess I am.
Why would you choose not to identify as a feminist?
Yeah.
Y'all asking me things and I don't know.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So you think it's
okay. All right.
That's cold coffee.
Yeah, let me pause it for a second. Yeah.
This is a continuation of the March 21st interview with Miriam Mathis. And
Well, I think I've told you about all I know, and but I thank you for asking me, and I know you expected me to do a lot more, but so much of it's forgotten. But when you're 90 years old, you're not supposed to remember everything.
Well, you've been great. We've really enjoyed what you've shared with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.